This episode is sponsored by Jacobson Real Estate Company. Are you ready to find your dream home? Or maybe you're thinking about selling and want the best deal possible? Well, look no further. At Jacobson Real Estate Company, we make buying or selling your home smooth, stress-free, and exciting. With 50-plus years of experience and a deep knowledge of the Winona, Minnesota area market, we specialize in turning your real estate goals into reality. Whether it's finding that perfect neighborhood, negotiating top dollar for your property, or answering all of your questions along the way, we're here for you. Plus, with our personalized approach, you're not just a client, you're family. So why wait? Let Jacobson Real Estate Company open the door to your future. Call us today at 507-313-2716 or visit our website at jacobsonrealestatecompany.com. Because your next chapter starts here. Buy, sell, invest. Jacobson Real Estate Company.
Welcome to this week's edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson. And today I have the Christian Crossings Group, the founders of the Christian Crossing Center in Lewiston, Minnesota. And this is the first podcast where I have had to actually get a bigger couch for it, for everyone to come and be on the podcast. But we have a variety of drinks today. We have a non-alcoholic Trail Pass by Sierra Nevada. We got to have some Jack Daniel's honey whiskey and some Diet Cokes as well. So, gentlemen, thank you for coming on in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Excited to be here.
Well, this is cool because we are now having a four-person podcast for the first time for myself, so this is new to me, but some people that are watching or listening are going to recognize Bill. He's been here before, but I want all of you guys to go down the row and just introduce yourself and tell us who you are.
Yeah, well, Joel. Thanks for having us, Chris.
You're welcome.
My name is Joel Hennessy, and I'm from Lewiston, born and raised there, and just excited to be here on your show today.
Thank you.
And, of course, I'm Bill Lonick, and I've been here before, but it's always great to be here, regardless of how many times I've been here. So, and I'm from Winona.
Sure.
And I'm Brian Perdale. I'm originally from Rushford and raised my kids in Lewiston, and now my wife and I live in Rochester.
Perfect. And so you guys have a Christian Crossing Center, which is up in Lewiston, Minnesota. And I got to say, from when I saw it like 10 years ago, because I know what I did there one time, I had to do, I think it was after prom, I was the chaperone, and it did not look like what it looked like this past fall. So it has really expanded. But the first time I actually was introduced to you guys was actually from my friend Brett Hurley, who had your guys' CD, who was to... I Can Only Imagine, I believe. So that's where I was first introduced to you guys, which is actually, I would say about 20 years ago is when I heard that first. I think it was 2005.
Well.
And now here we are on a podcast 20 years later.
Yeah, and ironically, we were founded in 2004. So, I mean, we just celebrated our 20th anniversary, which is kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
but
a
it's crazy.
Milestone.
Just to clarify, it's called The Crossing Center.
The Crossing Center, okay.
Yep, and it's owned by Christian Crossings, Inc., so we're a nonprofit 501c3 that owns the property.
Okay. So there's a difference. So Christian Crossings was the band then, is that correct?
Christian Crossings was the singing group.
And then it's just called the Crossing Center, the area that we're going to talk about.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So good thing you clarified that for me.
But
should
problem.
We crack open some of these drinks before we start getting
into
this?
Absolutely.
I see that Jack Daniel's down there. I want to have a little. I don't think I've ever had that, the honey whiskey.
Oh, the honey?
Never had that.
Oh, my.
That's pretty good.
We're going to need some ice down here, Chris.
Oh, I don't have any ice today.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
Oh, nice.
What is that called?
You don't
is that what, you're having it dirty?
We're having
is that
neat.
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 Neat. That was the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah, so my apologies. No ice. I thought this, I wasn't sure how you
do a little more sipping here then.
So what got you guys started then with the whole Crossing Center in general? Because it's a huge place nowadays. Was it all of your ideas together, or did you guys know each other beforehand?
Well, I think we should start where we actually met.
I need a little bit of the.
Oh, that's right here.
Yeah, what's going on here?
You're still empty over there, aren't you?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Crossing Center. We purchased that in 2007. So our actual nonprofit was formed in 2004, and we all met at our church, actually, St. Rose of Lima in Lewiston.
Okay.
And Bill and I were in the church choir, So singing, and then Brian happened to be church hopping one day. He's a good Catholic boy, but he said he came to St. Rose because he came up to us after Mass, after Bill and I were singing. He goes, and it was a funny introduction. He goes, "Hey, you guys sound great." He goes, "Do you sing Barbershop?"
Yeah, what's Barbershop? What's
that? Barbershop. So I sang with the Winona area Barbershoppers.
Oh, okay.
When I was going in college and when I was young.
Sure. Not haircutters, barbershop music.
I thought it was
a- not a haircut. Just all just four-part harmonies.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
You know, I thought, boy, that'd be really fun to sing with these guys. And that's kind of really how it did start, you know.
So yeah,
and they made
the
fun of me for asking that question because you're not very fond of it.
So you guys met in the choir then?
We met in the church choir.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, that makes
Brian,
sense.
Brian, come sing with us in the church choir, and he did. And that's really, you know, where we started it all out was in our church, in front of the tabernacle at St. Rose of Lima. And you know, sometimes God brings people together, and we're kind of like the apostles, I guess. You know, ooh. We had tax collectors, we had you know, all that motley crew of fishermen. So he brings together this accountant, a salesman, and an electrician. You know, three very unlikely people to spread
his
word.
What a sense
of
humor!
Yeah. So those are all your guys' day jobs, then, is what you just mentioned at the time. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and as far as our musical background was concerned, he was the country guy, I was the rock guy, and he was the
choir
boy.
Well, that's a whole interesting, because I know, Bill, I know your background with a lot of the music that we just had on a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And then you have the country and the choir, so that's a whole different genre of all coming together at once.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and these guys have, you know, lifelong music backgrounds, and me, I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer here.
Yep.
It's because I was a recovering alcoholic, so I'd never sang really before, you know, a couple years earlier. And kind of one of my, maybe good Catholic, one of my penance was God asked me to go sing and proclaim his word through music and help kids. And so that's kind of how I got into the church choir. I said, okay, the only thing I know to do is to join the choir. And then I met these yahoos, and
here we are.
We kind of shaped them to the way we thought would be best.
That's it took good. Them a long time to get that choir vibrato out of my voice.
So then how did the whole Crossing Center then come to be then? Did you guys say, hey, this is what we would like to do? Or did someone bring it up to you and say, this would be an awesome idea to have?
I think it's been Joel's vision long ago, and I don't think we really were aware of the direction he would like to take it, but I think he had that in his, I mean, he lives for this, and I think he's had that long before he even pursued it in his,
well,
his soul.
That too, and the fact that, you know, what we were doing as a vocal group was we were raising money for scholarship purposes towards students, and so we'd dial that out, but again, it was meant for the kids as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So through the music ministry, we really connected with a lot of, and we're ecumenical. I mean, like, you believe in Jesus, we're there, you know. And so we were helping youth groups all over Southeast Minnesota, Northern Iowa, Western Wisconsin, and the way we did it, because, you know, people were throwing money in a hat when we'd come sing. We were like, oh. Well, what do we do with this?
Sure.
We don't want to get paid for this. We're doing this for the Lord. And so we started giving these scholarships and grants to youth groups.
Okay. Do you have any examples of the scholarships that you gave out? Or are they just someone asked for some money because they were going to do this and we just said, yep. Or was there a crossing scholarship?
There was a crossing scholarship at Lewiston Altura High School.
Okay.
Where we would do an annual scholarship to youth that are going into ministry or to music, anything related to evangelization.
Okay.
But we also did grants to youth groups, parish youth groups that might be doing a project or want to go on a retreat or something. So that's how it all started.
Yeah.
And then, through working with these groups, this is God's sense of humor. We end up through Lewiston Auto. They hooked us up with a 77-passenger Bluebird school bus because we needed to help these kids get to where they want to be. That was part of our thing that, you know, let's help them know Jesus better. We're not pastors. We don't want to be pastors, but there's plenty of people of God out there that, that we can help, you know, get these people to. So we got this bus, and oh gosh, we started renovating it. You know, it was a big old obnoxious yellow thing.
Yeah.
And Valley View Auto up in Lewiston, they said, we'll help you repaint this thing. And then Todd Hoffman Design down here in Winona did this big wrap. I mean, we did a, you know, vehicle wrap?
Yep.
This was a school bus wrapped.
Was it a full-size school bus?
Oh, yeah.
Full 77
passenger. 77 passenger.
And then Amalgamated Audio at the time.
Well, yeah, Audio Designs now.
Audio Designs.
My dad is going to love that you just said that because that's what he knows it as, Amalgamated Audio.
Yeah. Well, they hooked us up with this, I don't know how many thousand watt sound system in this bus. So we'd go driving through communities, playing music, singing. I mean, we literally built a stage on the front of this bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Steamboat Days Parade, Gladiolus Days Parade, and just, you know, give glory to God through music.
Sure.
And it was obnoxious, right?
It was obnoxious.
Yeah. Obnoxious. Very loud.
It was fun.
You'd see the old ladies covering their ears as we drove by. But it ended up, we didn't have any place to park this really cool bus that we have now.
Sure.
So we started looking for spaces, and at the same time, we were looking for a place where we could start bringing these youth groups together.
Yep.
To synergize and really do good things. So all of a sudden, one day, we saw this sign pop up, and it happened to be right next to St. Rosalima. I don't know. If that's not God, I don't know what it is. Because this, and I've been a parishioner there my whole life, and here this property was back there that I barely even knew was back there. An old barn and a big shed.
Yep. I remember what that used to look like.
Yeah. That's all it was.
And, yeah. And we said, you know what? We can fit that bus in that shed there.
And so that's how it came?
That's really why we took interest in that property. And now here we are 18 years later on 18 acres of land. You know, we're doing a multi-million dollar renovation right now.
Yep.
Thanks to the generosity of Ron and Joyce Wanick from Ashley Furniture. Ron is an alumni, 1950 alumni, 1959 alumnus of Lewiston.
Oh, really? Okay.
And actually, a really one of the best friends of Brian's dad.
My dad.
Danny.
And then through marriage, even related to my wife. And we've gone to, Ron and Joyce have invited us to, some kind of reunion. I can't remember what they call it, but
sure.
But so we've even had the chance to sing at Ron's house in Arcadia for one of these events. So really neat. I mean, the guy's a giving guy, and it's just amazing that how everything kind of ties together. You kind of see, things connect throughout your life, and I think that's it just brings kind of things into full circle, and you really have an appreciation for the things that occur, you know.
Sure. Throughout. Now, that's the same Wanick that owns Ashley Furniture, is that correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so people are listening out there, you've probably heard of Ashley Furniture at some point. That's the guy we're talking about. And then that also comes along with Ashley for the Arts too. Have you guys ever performed there, like when that first started at all, or?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't. We may have had an opportunity, but we were pretty knee deep into things going on up in Lewiston.
Sure.
So obviously, time was always an issue and things like that.
When we started performing, we performed quite often. Almost every weekend,
right.
We were doing some kind
about
of event.
60 events a year.
Yeah.
So every week,
it was
multiple.
A full commitment. We incorporated all that with our families, our kids. We tied our lives with our children and our spouses, and it was really, really a neat way to grow up, for our kids to grow up, I think.
So I don't know if your listeners are really familiar with the Crossing Center in Lewiston.
Some will be. Some are a lot of local listeners, that's for sure, but then there are some that are from around the world. So for those that don't know what it is, I would love for you to expand on that.
Yeah, so this place, which started as an abandoned, dilapidated farm site, has grown into this, we call it a youth family community event center.
Okay.
And now history center, and soon to be wellness center.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got this old 1940s era barn. It was actually built during World War II.
Okay.
It was a really a historic setup because it housed this dairy genetics operation that after the war, I know a sidetrack here, but after the war, 800 cattle from our facility were shipped down the Mississippi River over to Greece, and those cattle were used to repopulate the dairy herd in Europe.
Oh, wow.
Because the Germans and they would decimate everything. So, sure. And they say to this date, you could test one of the cattle there, and its genetics would, pretty good odds, it would match back to Gremmelsbach Barn in Lewiston, the crossing center.
Really?
Yeah, that was so, the historic value of
yeah,
that.
We wanted to preserve this, and we've just been plugging away over the last 18 years with 100% volunteer-based. So
really?
We're talking the basketball team, the volleyball team, yeah. The Lions Club,
football
the Chamber
team.
Of Commerce, you name it in the Lewiston area. And youth groups from from throughout the country have stopped in Lewiston to do service work at the Crossing Center. So it's all been built on the backs of volunteers, on youth, and people that really have a heart for the Lord. And, you know, it's just blossomed into this thing really never anticipated it would.
Well, when I came up there this past fall for the benefit for my aunt, I went in there, I'm like, this is not what I remember this being. I mean,
well, yeah, you were up there for our wedding there too then, right?
Is that no, I wasn't, because I think I was living in Atlanta at the time.
Oh, okay.
What year did you get married? Was it 2013?
2013.
Yeah, I was
were
in
you
Atlanta.
In Atlanta? Okay.
Yep. Right. So I hadn't been up there since probably, well, I was there, I would say in 2014, because I think Josh Harrison asked me to be a chaperone for a prom after party thing that
yeah,
was there. And I go,
for Hope High School.
Yes, that's what it was, for Hope High School.
Right.
And it wasn't what it looked like now. And I went up there this past fall. I'm like, holy cow, there's a basketball court here. There's a side shed that looks darn near brand new. There's now a bar within there. Plus, then there's inside seating. And then there's, if I remember right, there's still a loft up on top. I don't know if that's still a thing. But
well, wait till you come back.
Well, that'll be this summer. We'll get to that part. But yeah,
it's amazing what $2 million can do to a barn.
No kidding. Especially when it's from the 40s, and you said it was dilapidated.
Yeah, it was falling apart. But I mean,
structurally, it was sound. But it was everything on the outside was.
So we've been doing events there for quite a few years now. Way back in 2008, we had a Christian music festival. At its highlight, we had 30 bands that would perform over the course of a weekend.
Yeah, I remember that.
4,000 or 5,000 people would attend, and
wow.
We had some national artists there. And but after we got severe thunderstorms for 3 years in a row,
well,
we figured, I don't think this is God wants he wants us to do, you know.
Yeah.
So we ended that music festival, but continued on with events like the Lewiston Heartland Days is held there. We have family reunions, birthday parties. We have our Wednesday night farmers market and family night out is kind of what we've become famous for.
Mm-hmm.
Best wood-fired pizza in southeast Minnesota, northern Iowa, and western Wisconsin.
Nice. So this is like, this is a community area for the whole town.
Yep.
It's almost like the heart of Lewiston, it seems. Because it is right in the middle, too.
Well, and Lewiston's the heart of Winona County, so.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, the place got bought, and then it was a matter of trying to make heads or tails of what we had to do next. So, I mean, there was still hay in the loft. That all had to come out. There was an area where the cows had obviously congregated. That had to be cleaned up.
I bet.
And then the proverbial cow manure ditch, we actually turned into a stream of sorts.
Manure pit.
And, of course, we had to get that cleaned up. So it was quite an undertaking in order to just get it to look, you know, or to be presentable to anybody, for all that matter, other than ourselves.
Do you remember your first event that you had there? Was it the bands or was it something else?
It was the bands. It was CrossFest.
CrossFest?
That's what we called it, CrossFest.
Okay. And you, how many bands did you say came?
That one, I think we just had one or two that very first year in 2008.
Okay.
You know,
did you have any really big artists come?
No.
Not that one.
No, it was, as a matter of fact, it was one of the bands that we encountered during a youth rally that we took kids to in Wisconsin Dells.
Sure.
So this band called Daniel's Windows, and I actually think they're still.
Are they still performing?
They're still doing.
Daniel's Window?
In Albee and. Yeah, Daniel's Windows.
Okay.
If you're out there, who knows, maybe you'll see this.
I'll tag him in
You started
it
all.
Tag him.
You started it all.
And did they just sing cover songs then of like Christian?
Oh no,
they
did their own.
They had their own music too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Most of these groups did do their own material.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I show some of those movies to my students, those Christian ones, and one of them is I Can Only Imagine, and the kids absolutely love that one, but it reminds me kind of what you're talking about. They were on a bus cruising around doing music, going to Nashville and all over the country, and it just kind of reminds me of what you guys are talking about right here.
But yeah.
The yellow school bus, you know, it must be significant in the Christian community music.
I need to post some pictures of that on Facebook now, because what Todd Hoffman and Dave Butenhoff did to that bus, I mean, it's almost comical, because, I mean, it looks so cool.
Yeah,
it did.
It was quite an eye attractor.
So when you had the CrossFest, did it cost anything to go in, or just come on in?
And no, it was always free will offering. And everything we do at the Crossing Center has all been based on how to make it affordable and just good, clean family entertainment.
Sure.
Even to the day, that's the mission, is to get people together, especially families, strengthen the core family,
yep.
And maybe, hopefully, bring God back right into the center of those families, because that's what is at the core of a family, is God.
Right, right.
And without it, it falls apart, which we're witnessing today. You know, the last years, it's...
Seems a little different. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So then did you guys come up with the ideas of, hey, we should add this to it, or we should add that, or did other people come up with the ideas?
Yeah, I think it kind of evolved. Yeah,
it really did evolve.
Yeah, I think it just kind of evolved as the needs kind of presented themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we were, you know, sure, we were cleaning up. We had a purpose for cleaning up the place. But what we were going to do with it after the cleanup was done was just kind of a thing that just kind of presented itself. And, you know, people would stop down and have a party down there or something like that, or a graduation party or whatever, or just a gathering place. So that kind of set the wheels in motion as far as making it a family and youth facility to come and gather at.
Awesome. Yeah, because now there's a basketball court up there, which I thought was really neat. And it's clean. It's nice and clean and stuff. And then the bar area is awesome. But then you got a brand new shed, it looked like, from what I saw. I don't know how many years old that is.
The shed was actually one of the original buildings.
Really?
That's the reason we bought it, to park that bus in there.
Well, it looked brand new when I walked in.
Yeah, probably built in the early 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I saw that there's a mini frolf course or frisbee golf course, like just around the outside when we came in.
Yep.
And so then what's your guys' long-term from here? I mean, obviously you're almost 20 years into this. Where do you keep going with it then? What's next?
I'm
next,
talking
Joel?
A lot, guys.
What's next, Joel?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been planning for this renovation for, well, really since 2008.
Yeah.
We engaged our architect way back in the day, and we had this plan ready to go, and then, you know, the market crashed in 2008, and we just took this plan and put it up on the shelf, and they said, well, you know, that was a cool idea. Well, you know, we pulled it back down, and it's really... what's the best way to describe the Crossing Center is, what is Gertrude, what was her name? The wagon wheel, your friend.
Ingrid Bunke.
Ingrid Bunke. Ingrid, if you're watching, you should be watching. Ingrid had a vision of the Crossing Center, literally a God-given vision, said this place is like a wheel hub. It, from this is going to radiate God's love. And you see these spokes going out to all the communities that we're working with. And really, that's kind of what has been happening. And slowly but surely.
Yeah.
So this renovation now taking place with the help of the Wanex Generosity and some other very gracious benefactors. The Crossing Center will be a year-round facility. It'll have a pizzeria, an ice cream shop, coffee shop. That'll be open 7 days a week. And then the event center, we'll be able to host community events, you know, barn weddings. We have it's an incredible barn wedding venue.
Wow.
And we use that to pay the bills, really, honestly, for the nonprofit. So it'll be a year-round event center. And then once we wrap this project up, June 1st is our tentative completion date, which is in a in of itself a miracle.
Yeah. Wow.
We started construction December 1st.
Wow, that's quick.
So, I mean, this thing has been completely renovated, a large addition put onto it, commercial kitchen, commercial bathrooms, fire suppression system.
Sure.
Soil correction, 4 feet of soil we had to remove from everywhere. And, 7 months it's going to be complete, which is amazing. But it will be a year-round facility that will just be, a catalyst for strengthening families and youth and community. Like I mentioned, we have 18 acres, which includes our main buildings. We have our community's Veterans Memorial Park is there. And now we have a history center. After we moved in an 1894 schoolhouse, an old brick schoolhouse that sat outside of Lewiston, Mr. Wanick. Mr. Wanick funded that move where we literally picked that brick school up, the 25-ton schoolhouse, and moved it to our site, and it's now a history center.
What kind of history is is just going to be history about that building or history about Lewiston?
History of the area.
Okay.
Yeah, really the region is, and then really focused on education. So, you see veterans memorials, you see all kinds of memorial parks, but have you ever seen a memorial park to educators or to great thinkers?
There you go, Chris.
No, it's, is that me? I am one of them.
You're right up your alley.
So still in the, it's forming the buildings, the structures there, and now just everything that with that history center is going to evolve from here.
Wow, I've never heard of an educator's place of, you see the memorials for, veterans and stuff like that, but not for educators.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is that, it's a tiny schoolhouse, 20 by 30.
Okay.
So very small.
Yep.
So we can't fill it with relics and physical things. But having a partner in Ashley Furniture, they're lending us their technology expertise. We're going to have everything on kiosks so you can in and say, what year did Grandpa graduate from Lewiston? And you'll key it in and up will pop his picture. And again, we're partnering with Lewiston Altura High School to digitize all of the yearbooks from the ages.
Holy smokes.
So you'll be able to pull this stuff up on site, and then as you walk around our memorial park, there'll be plaques and memorials about history.
Yep.
You hit a QR code, and again, it takes you into the digital world, and you can read all about Emil Gremmelsbach and what happened to the 800 cattle that left the crossing center in 1946.
That's awesome.
It is so cool.
And that's another part of being geared towards youth because, when it comes to youth, they are really up on top of today's technology and using all that stuff. That's why I got to use my grandkids in order to fix my phone when it gets on the blink. They're the ones that are fixing it. But just to back up a little bit, we've been on Wednesday nights, I think we brought this up earlier, Wednesday nights we have this family night out in Farmers Market, and that started
2019.
Yeah, so 2019, that's what was kind of our first organized gathering on a specific night was this farmer's market. And we had several vendors to start out with. And did we have music on that first one? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so.
And we bring in live music. And of course we incorporated a bar and food to eat. And so we kind of, made this evening for a gathering place for people to come and just be themselves and listen to music and have some food and talk amongst themselves and enjoy the evening.
Sure.
And it was a safe place too. That was another thing that was important to us, that it'd be a safe place.
So how'd you guys decide on Wednesday nights? It's just
We went and looked, where are all the area farmers markets?
Oh, gotcha.
And we had picked the night that was, didn't interfere with any other area farmers markets. But I got to tell you, as I look at you guys drinking this Jack Daniels here, kind of a story, and this is all Brian's credit.
I'm afraid
cheers
to hear it.
So when we started the Crossing Center, I'm coming off of recovery from alcoholism,
sure,
and I'm like, this is a Christian place. There's never going to be alcohol on the
not
Crossing
a drop,
Center grounds.
Not a drop.
And it's legit, but. As we went along, I softened up a little bit. Brian's like, Joel, if you want to have this to be an event center, you're going to have to serve alcohol. I said, no way. No, it can't be. So you just kind of remind me of that, and then I don't know what did it.
Well, I think the only reason that what I recall anyway is we kind of focused on the youth initially, but it evolved into the family, and then it really evolved full circle again into it, like the community, getting the community together. And the only way you can really do that is give everyone, you know, the selection of whatever services they want in order to, you know, you want to include mom and dad, and if they need a drink in the, you know, in the middle of the week or whatever, they should be able to have a drink, but the family can still play and listen to music and, you know, do their shopping at the farmer's market. I think it just kind of evolved into that, to where it was almost he couldn't deny that that brings everybody together, really. Sure. And I think and a lot of my, I like volunteerism. I love that whole concept. So I think that's really tied me in and connected me to what's happening right now. I just think you had to include the alcohol, and I know that was tough for Joel. And but it was the right decision, you know. But it takes time. And
you know what got me finally? As you said, what did Jesus and the apostles have at the Last Supper?
Jack Daniels?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't Jack Daniels. But they had wine, obviously, and Jesus multiplied the wine. And
Saint Jack.
Saint Jack.
Saint Jack.
Saint Jack.
Well, you know, the next adventure you guys should go is that you might as well just start a distillery up there and then a brewery, too. And
hang on.
We already have a winery. Our vineyard, we have a 1,100 plant vineyard on site. You know, it's not an operation to make a lot of money, but it's more meant to get people's hands on and you know, the pruning. It's a biblical teaching. These guys are like, give us some wine. I'm teasing, but no, we've had this vineyard for about 5 years, and we're making some pretty choice wine.
Really,
it's really good.
Can you buy it? Or is it,
you can buy it at our markets this summer. It'll be the first summer that we're going to actually have it available for sale.
I'm going to give my mom some.
You unfortunately got to have a special license for that, so we had
to make it,
to sell it.
Yeah, I think it isn't a liquor license for hard liquor, wine, and beer, probably all separate. I assume.
Well, yeah, but then making it, it's
oh,
it's
and
a
making
whole
it
other,
too,
health department thing. Yep. But so I mean, we do. We have a full liquor license at the Crossing Center now. So we've got a full operating bar, on sale, off sale, and blows my mind a little bit. But
I'm proud of you.
But what it's
we're
done,
all proud of you.
And Brian's exactly right. Who am I to tell people, you know, what they can and can't do? And if you want to have weddings, if we want to pay the bills, we need to get people there.
Yep.
And we struggled with it a long time, especially me. And we had some benefactors that maybe left us because we chose to do that. But in the end, it's bringing community together. And we haven't had any issues with anybody getting out of hand with alcohol.
No. Yeah.
Maybe a wedding or two.
I don't know nothing
different
about that.
Yeah. But it's really, really gone well and provided a steady revenue stream that helps us. Again, we're all volunteers. I work probably 70 hours a week there, but you know, God has put me and my family in a place where I can do that. All glory to Him. But I do hope to make minimum wage someday. So after we open the restaurant, my goal is, what is minimum wage?
At the end of the year, when we get a raise, we just add another zero to the rest of the zeros.
We do. That's a good thing. We can give ourselves 100% raises every day when we go to work.
So. Go from $0 to zero. Perfect.
It's 100%, yeah.
So then you said that you guys now are adding a pizzeria and an ice cream shop. Now, what this reminds me of is because lately when I go down the Wisconsin side of the river, now I see all those ice cream places with places to eat now, and it's all during those fall times when you go down the apple markets. It used to be, come here and pick a couple apples. Now it's like, holy cow, I can go get ice cream. There's boutiques there. There's pizzas. There's car shows and stuff of that nature. And now you guys are doing a pizzeria and ice cream shop up there as well, so it can be a seven-day-a-week thing.
Yeah, and we've got an orchard, so you can pick some apples. We did our first fall event last year. We got the vineyard where you can come pick some grapes and make. We'll teach you how to make wine.
Wow! Yeah.
Then we're even working on a corn maze for next fall.
In
the near future.
Yeah,
pumpkin patch.
I think the overall purpose here is to make it a destination place
for
people, so that they put it on their calendars. Oh, it's Wednesday night, or it's this night. We're gonna head over to the Crossing Center, and in order to do that, you got to make sure that you can cover all your bases as far as food, drink, entertainment. You know, whatever it requires for people to have a good time. And again, can't stress this enough, to be safe in having a good time as well.
So. Yeah, and then underneath everything that is there, at the base and the foundation is God. It's Jesus. And we have the biggest crossfish sculpture in the world, a 12-foot cross. I won't explain it too much. You just got to come see it.
That's
the biggest
right.
in the world that the artist basically donated to us, which is really cool. And there's signs of creation and God everywhere there. And we just said, it's kind of like St. Francis said, you know, you do good and you just use words if you have to, you know, praise God. And if you have to use words, go ahead. Well, when you're at the Crossing Center, it's around you and you leave feeling like there was something weird about that place that felt really good. We get that all the time.
Sure.
There's just some kind of a peace down here. And yeah, there is. And that's every event we have, the goal is for somebody to see one of the symbols and say, what's this all about? What's that cross all about?
Yeah, it's really peaceful after a few of these, too.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, I know when I was up there just in the fall, it was nice. I mean, it was a bright, sunny day, so that was nice, too. But it was, you know, everyone was there for a good time, and we were having fun, and I didn't see anybody scowling. So,
well, there's a lot of seating.
Yeah,
there's a lot of space, so it allows the parents to kind of lounge underneath the cover or out in the sun if they choose, and the kids, you know, there's space for the kids to go have fun.
Bounce houses.
Yep, we got bounce houses. You know, we got what's that one pit that they got that game?
Oh, Gaga Ball.
Gaga Ball.
The kids love that.
Yeah, we have a 35 foot inflatable slide.
Right on, yep.
You guys go on that?
No.
Yeah. It goes so dang fast. It's ridiculous.
So the Crossing Center, what it's on right now, how many acres is that on at the moment? Just what you have built around it, is it?
So it's 18 acres.
Yeah.
We started with like 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay, so so 18 acres goes out a ways. I mean,
yeah, that incorporates the orchard, the vineyard.
Okay, so there's other, because I've only been to the structural portions. I don't think I've ever gone out past just the structural areas.
Yeah, probably not. There wasn't, other than trees and you know.
Slowly, the concrete path is kind of going and progressing out to where you can keep on walking, but they also do like tractor wagon rides and stuff like that, where you can see, you know, the property easily.
Yeah. Part of our history center is a history walk, so it's going to be about 1,000-foot long path, and along it will be monuments and memorials to, you know, things of the past. And and again, hit that QR code and you can learn all you ever want to learn. and our vision is at the end of this long 1,000-foot path, it's a long journey, 1,000 feet's a long ways.
Yeah,
it's going to be this distillery, winery, brewery. And then some, we have retreats as something we're interested in. So there'll be some maybe tiny home community. We have one of our contractors that wants to put about a dozen tiny home type Airbnb things there. So
that could be a destination then for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And back there with our orchard and vineyard, we have berry patches. So we've got hundreds of feet of raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, and then a greenhouse that was sponsored by SHIP, which is a state of Minnesota thing for agriculture. And Hugh and Jennifer Miller, the Miller family, sponsored part of that greenhouse from RTP. RTP did all the polycarbonate for this greenhouse. It was kind of an experimental thing, which is awesome. Thanks, Hugh. And so we have got this learning greenhouse and then community gardens. So if people want to come out and just garden, we've got space for them. If they want to learn, we're now partnering with the Winona County Master Gardeners.
Okay.
So, which my wife and I are actually interns in the Master Gardeners in come next year, I will be an official master gardener.
Is that thumb wow. green? Does that look green
no,
to you?
No, it's not. That's why I'm in this program. That's why he's in but the program. So the master gardeners of Winona County will be offering classes. And again, it's how to grow healthy food. And then now with our new commercial kitchen, how to cook that healthy food. And
yeah, this kitchen is going to knock your socks off.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
I thought it was cool just what we had there just this last fall.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is all going to be completed by June 1st?
June 1st.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's really fast.
The first phase, right?
The first phase, yeah.
No.
All of it.
Well, it looks like we're on schedule for all of it.
Woo,
now.
I didn't hear that. That's
I've got, you know, PMG, Plumbers Mechanical Group, here in Winona has been busting butt on this project, and kudos to the plumbers and HVAC at PMG. Pearson Electric out of St. Charles, incredible. They're just going at a hyper speed.
Yep.
And who else we got? Fireline. We had to put a whole fire suppression system in this barn, so a whole $150,000 sprinkler system in this old barn. So and an elevator.
And an elevator. Yeah, and I know those are expensive.
And, well, and it's been our goal from the very beginning is this place needs to be accessible. You go to these old barns out in the country, and it's surprising that people don't die going into them. But this will be 100% ADA barrier-free access. You can roll anywhere on the property, on concrete, on ramps, in the elevator. So, again, we've wanted to make it accessible to everyone, like Brian said, and it's cool. It's coming to reality.
From a place to store a bus.
That's where it started.
This is God's sense of humor.
Crazy.
And then after that, I mean, part of this entire package from the Wanick family has been a makerspace. You familiar with makerspace as an educator? 3D printers.
Oh, makerspace. Yes. Makerspace. I thought you said maker base. I was like, I don't know what that was.
Makerspace. So we've got, you know, just a ridiculous amount of equipment now that we can get kids in there to, you know, bring their brainstorm ideas, and they can get on the computer and they create it, they make it, they'll be able to sell it in our little store. They can join our Young Entrepreneurs Program, which is a program for 6th through 12th graders to learn everything you need to know about being an entrepreneur, about business world, and so they're going to be able to get their hands in the pizza joint, the ice cream joint.
So yeah, get your students up there, Chris. There you go.
Hey, kids, get up there and go.
Yeah.
But it's not just selling stuff. It's I got an idea. I want to make it. And I'll sell it. And then what are we going to do with that money? We're going to do good with the money that we make. So
wow, that's crazy. That'd be really neat.
Yeah.
You go there and learn how to run business and make things. It's crazy.
And how to eat healthy and how to live healthy.
Garden with the green thumb.
Yeah.
Well, like especially like the 3D printer, because you can have an idea up here and 8 hours later you can have the product sitting in your hand.
We can go print your rake and print your little shovel and go out in the garden and plant your seeds with it.
That's great. And then you did say that you guys are working on a distillery and a brewery for real?
It's out there right now. It's in concept imagination land.
Okay, perfect. I thought maybe I read your mind or something. But
the building, it's an old granary look. It's cool, and it'll be next to Lake Lewiston.
Okay.
Did you know Lewiston had a lake?
I did not.
No. It doesn't. It doesn't exist yet.
Man-made.
Well, another thing we've been kind of working on in a vision that way back in 2008, Lewiston is desperate. And Winona County is desperate for housing.
Yeah.
So we've been working with a great group of partners at opening a housing development in Lewiston, which basically surrounds the Crossing Center.
Okay.
So remember this hub of things radiating out, the Crossing Center being the center and giving now hopefully a place to people to live and to be connected to this.
Cue up the Jacobson Real Estate.
Thank you for watching. Well, this is Jacobson Real Estate.
We've got a really sweet deal on lots right now. If Jacobson Realty would like to buy some lots and develop some homes up there.
I'm going to develop that brewery then.
There you go. There you go.
You can buy the lots right next to the... So, no, we've been working with a firm out of Rochester. Developers, and G-Cubed out of Chatfield, the civil engineers, and amazing plan, and we're so close to making it reality. And there'll be roughly 120 lots available on the, in this housing development, commercial, anywhere from duplexes to apartments to million-dollar homes, if that's what you want to do. But
just hitting on the distillery part, we have partnered with Harmony Spirits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've been there. And so they're deeply involved in our project up there as well. Wow. So, and they supply us with their with their goods for sale and for usage in our bar area.
Cheers to Lydia and Damon.
Yeah. Lydia and Damon.
Right, the Lazara's down at Harmony Spirits.
I've been there before. And it's funny. It's just as, and they're really nice people too. There's just this little small place right in the middle of Harmony. You would drive by and probably not even know it's there, but we went in there a couple falls ago. Really nice place in there, and good spirits for sure. I loved it.
Hey, and just to plug them, great date night. You go down to Harmony Spirits, and you can eat dinner at Estella's, I believe it is. Mm. I think the restaurant in Harmony.
It's very good.
It's a good date night. Harmony's not very far away.
No, it's not. It's actually, then you can go to the cave if you want.
Yeah.
The cave.
Right on. Let's
make the nightcap.
That's right. So some of the things, what do you have coming up in 2025? I know that you guys had kind of touched on some of these events that are coming up now with the completion. What are some of the events that you have now coming up? Because I assume you got plenty of things. You talked about Farmers Market on Wednesday night, but there sounds like there's other things going on too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, June 11th is the official reopen of the Crossing Center, and that'll be our first Farmers Market.
What day was that again?
June 11th.
Wednesday, June 11th. And we've got a great band coming. And
you can't remember them?
I should have brought my notes along.
Oh, no.
A great band, let's just say that. 70s
Hair
music.
Metal radio?
Yeah, every.
Is that who's coming? No, they're retired.
I think they're all dead.
I can bring them back to life.
But what I think we're most excited about is our farmers markets. We got this new thing called a cruise in, right?
Oh,
classic
yeah.
Classic car
yeah,
cruise
yeah.
in on July 30th. You know anything about that, Chris?
I know a little bit about that. Yeah, July 30th. I heard there's going to be a cruise night or a cruise in or drive in, whatever you want to call it, and bring your car, whether it's a classic or a new one. That's what I heard was coming. Bill, do you know more about
that? Yeah, we're kind of looking at that. We picked that night, obviously, but we're also going to hit up a lot of the people, at, and you included Chris and your dad.
Yep.
Included in this. Actually, we're kind of, if you want to call it, partnering with you to kind of help and establish that. But we know there's a lot of car enthusiasts around the Winona area and St. Charles and Rochester. Yep. And so we want to garner a lot of interest in that cruise in. We actually got a 50s, 60s, 70s band.
Yeah, the vintage tones of, I can't pronounce the last name of it, but Vintage Tones is the band, and they do great, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s music.
Sure. Yep. So, I mean, it's going to be basically a classic car, or even if you got a new car that's like they call muscle cars, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the new muscle cars.
Yep. So that's kind of what our cruise in. Oh, by the way, we are going to have basically a full concreted and black-topped parking area,
the entrance
and drive around the whole facility for these cars to park on, so they won't be dealing with gravel.
Yeah, because we don't want our cars dirty.
This is one of the most exciting things that's happened in a long time too, is that so we've had, I don't know, it's like 60,000 square feet of gravel, right?
That's
so
a lot.
You drive down there, you got dust, you got mud, and you got everything, and we're now going to have mostly concrete, some blacktop. But it will be ready by June 1st, believe it or not.
Wow.
60,000 square feet.
That's a lot of money.
That would be a lot of concerts you would have had to sing to pay for that one.
I wonder how many wrestling matches
and
I would have
had to do. And at this point,
do
I even need to say who sponsored that?
There you go.
So, you can drive your nice cars down there, your classic cars. Even if you want to drive a $400,000 Rolls Royce convertible down, you can do that now.
Yeah, it's perfectly allowed. Acceptable. Yeah, perfectly acceptable. So is this a once a year thing you're going to do, or are you just seeing how this one goes and then go from there?
I'd like to make it annual. Absolutely. Yeah, nice. Absolutely, because I think that's a staple of our society is our vehicles.
Depends on if we get a good sponsor for that.
Ooh. I'll see what I can do.
Like Jacobson Real Estate?
The developers?
We had it's kind of a spontaneous thing happened last year during Rushford Days.
Okay.
During their week of Rushford Days, they had a group of motorcycles. They did a motorcycle ride and came to our farmer's market, and there was probably 100 plus bikes that rode in.
It was a great turnout.
It was the coolest thing. Thank you, Rushford. We do love you, and hope you come back. Yeah, so things like that, we really want to get more people involved again.
Well, and we're open to ideas, man. We're most certainly open.
Well, I love the date that you guys picked, and I know kind of Bill, you and I were kind of brainstorming. I said, well, you know, you got the one here in Winona, and these are the ones I know about. You got the one in Winona Steamboat Days, middle of June. You got middle of August, that's Goodview Days. And then I said maybe at the end of July, because sometimes that's kind of a quieter time, sometimes in the summer, because it's away from July 4th, because that's a whole other ball game. You got other people having celebrations. Buffalo City has their own car show. Galesville has their car show on that day. But then July, what did you say, 30th?
Yep.
That's like 2 weeks before, 3 weeks-ish before Goodview Day. So it just gives you something else to do. Plus, you said this is a destination of possibly Rochester, Rushford. So you have all these surrounding big communities that can come right there, since you're trying to make it a destination anyways, as it sounds like it's already becoming. So it's a good date, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a very good date, and it couldn't have, I don't think it could have fell in any better.
Yeah, I think it was. That's gonna be a so. What do y'all have to plan on being there? Bands and cars, and is farmers market gonna be going on that day too?
The farmers market. You know, we got over 20 vendors that show up. They're there every Wednesday. The band, the Vintage Tones, and then we'll have the inflatable park up. So I mean, these are the big professional inflatables that we've kind of collected over the years, and it's quite an impressive park now.
Yeah.
Sucks a lot of energy, electricity.
Now, do you guys have any classic cars or cars that are your fun cars? Do you have any?
Well, the Crossing Center does. We have a 1936 GM truck.
Pickup truck?
Yeah. That's the Crossing Centers, but I don't personally.
Okay.
What's that other vehicle we were looking at getting?
Oh, we need to find
Buick.
A 56 Buick Century Roadster. This is a challenge.
Yeah.
We need a 56 Buick Century two-door.
Okay. Two-door.
Whatever you call that. And that was Eldon Gremmel's box car that he drove. I understand it's kind of rare.
Okay.
But we're looking for one in any condition. It could be yard art, or it could be a fully functioning restored. But we would love to have one of those at the Crossing Center as a symbol of the entrepreneurship, the dairy industry of the Gremmelsbach family.
Well, that's the Remlingers might be able to hook you up if you're listening.
Yeah.
You never know. They know people in countries with cars. So
speaking of Remlingers, we'd like for the Remlingers to be involved in this as well. I think they would be
Because they have their huge auction coming up at the beginning of June and then the end of October usually. So, that would be pretty neat. Now, as we're starting to wind down with the podcast, I got some questions for you guys.
Sure.
And maybe you got to take some time. But my big question is one for each one of you. What is I want to go with the most challenging part so far of the Crossing Centers that you guys have individually maybe had yourself. What was one thing that stands out that was a challenge? And then the next one after that I'm going to ask you anyways is, what has been the biggest highlight or something that sticks out for you so far, having the Crossing Center? So whoever wants to start, you might need a moment to think about it, but I want to go with the challenging part and then end with the good part.
Well, I think because I'm the oldest, is that okay?
Your age? Yep. Your age?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
By 10 years.
I'm constantly reminded by these guys.
He's 10 years older than me, and I'm old.
So I'll go first.
All right, you go first.
The biggest challenge was getting used to these guys and the way they thought. You know, they were 10 years younger, and of course they thought like they were 10 years younger than me.
Okay.
And I knew better. So that was probably the biggest challenge. I say that in jest, obviously, because I'm the easiest person to get along with in this case. But no, the biggest challenge I felt was just what we had in front of us and which direction we were going to go. And it seemed like it was always an accumulative discussion as to what we were going to do. And so we always seemed to work well together.
Okay.
I think that was very important. But that was probably the biggest challenge, is where we were going to go and what we were going to do with it.
Very good.
Yeah. So, okay, guys.
Okay, guys. Bill.
You younger bucks, go for it.
Are we doing challenges first? Or
challenges.
Challenges.
The bathrooms are always were always the challenge.
We've had porta potties for 18 years.
Also, you know, we've had hiccups throughout. I mean, you're going to have hiccups throughout this kind of ongoing process of working together. But it seems like we still have the ability to forgive and appreciate each one individually. And I think that's really important, especially, you know, every event, something happens or, you know, if something arises, we have the ability to forgive and pursue something as a positive.
Yeah, so, well, I think our friendship really plays an important part too as well. So.
And, you know, at the core of it was the music, ultimately singing God's word.
Yep.
And it's just that's witness to the power of his word is that it brings you together, back together. It glues you together. And from the beginning, that's what's been our strength.
Yeah.
Do we want to try something? No?
No.
No?
Yeah. So what was
your challenge? For
my challenge, I don't know. From an organizational standpoint, has been bringing everyone together. Again, I said we're an ecumenical group. That's always been our mission. No walls. And being three Catholic boys,
yep.
It's been an interesting journey in that respect. Trying to get, even in our little community, you'd want four or five different, you know, you've got the Lutherans, you've got the different Lutheran denominations, you got the Presbyterians, you got the
Methodist.
Methodist, and we're all in the silos, all been in the silos when we started, and it was really hard. We would get criticized when we would go, because we would go to a Methodist church, and there would always be people wanting to talk theology and and dogma and stuff. Like, guys, it's about Jesus.
Yeah.
Can we just let the music go? And then we would turn around and we would get it from the Catholic side, our own fellow parishioners of the church. There was even a little private group formed called the Catholic Warriors that were trying to take us out, trying to literally destroy Christian Crossings because we were working with the Lutherans.
Oh, no.
And we were with the Presbyterians. And so that has been an incredible challenge, and to get people to just say, this isn't about religion. This is about Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
Right.
And that those who believe in him will have eternal life.
I love that aspect that you said, that it's not about whether you're this, or this. It's just about Christ. That's the whole center of the Crossings center, literally.
It's all about relationships with each other, with community, with families. But first and foremost, it's about a relationship with Jesus.
And you know what else will happen? Someone will come in that has no knowledge of Jesus, and they're going to come out, and hopefully they'll leave going, huh, something was different about that place.
There's testimonies that people have shared with us, and it is happening.
Yep.
And I shared my testimony with my alcoholism challenge and all kinds of witness coming back about that. So the challenge was the religion thing in the beginning for me. But
and then
it's gone. Those walls are gone.
Oh, middleman
passed the bottle.
Yeah. So then I want to go off the rewarding or the most, or maybe the biggest highlight of all of your time being at the Crossing Center, because it's like you said, it's been about 20 or so years only. That's not that long. I mean, when I'm thinking 20 years for myself, it was only in high school, and high school feels like it was yesterday almost for me. So, what has been the most rewarding, or maybe the biggest highlight of now having
this place?
You want
to start this one?
Sure.
You've been at the grounds the longest. You got to have just an incredible, rewarding story in that regard. So.
Yeah, and well, that's tough. There's been so many incredible things, miracles that have happened through Christian Crossings in the Crossing Center. I would say for me, it's a personal journey, and learning how to really turn things over to God and give up myself and trust that he's going to take care of everything. And for me, that's been the most rewarding, that he has changed me a lot. And what a blessing. God has rewarded me and my family, for our faithfulness, I guess. And I can confidently say I'm a friend of God. Good Ooh, plug nice, for Mercy yeah. Me song that we would nice. Sing. But, you know, like God credited Abraham with that righteousness that he called him a friend of God.
Sure.
And for me personally, that's been the most rewarding. And I believe it's happening to many other people too. And that's the reward for me personally.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead. Okay. The biggest reward has been, and I've stated this several times to my wife and to these guys as well, but the biggest reward for me was all my life I've done everything and gotten paid for it, which means, especially music, in the music aspect, everything I've done, I've gotten paid for it. But in this case, we volunteered everything that we did. And, of course, there was money collected, but it always went to somebody else. The most rewarding thing to that aspect was the how can I put this? The reaction that people got from what we did that any given day when we would perform, and the reaction that it had in people's lives. We literally changed people's lives, and that was important to me because I'd never experienced that before. So that was really important to me for me and these two other guys with me to be able to change someone else and make a difference in their life. And that was so rewarding to me. And I didn't get paid a dime for it. And that didn't bother me one dang bit. So I really enjoyed that aspect of being somebody that performed a service and made a difference in someone's life and didn't cost them anything.
So, yeah, basically just volunteer work. Yep, young kids, absolutely. Listen up. You listen up, young kids.
Yeah.
It's kind of fall to the wayside sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, your turn, Moon.
I run big on volunteerism, and yep. So I was going to say something similar to that. But
well, you go right ahead.
Nope. I just think our ability to create something out of nothing. You know, faith to me is a little bit different than to most people that are, I'm hesitant of organized religion, but I think individually we have our certain path that we follow, and we learn a lot. It's very similar to where we belong. Instead of you know, we don't always know the answers, but it we kind of have that sense of security of this is right for me, and I should do this, and I should pursue it. And I think that's what really tied me in with these guys, where I think it was a risk for me because I didn't feel like I belonged, like politically I'm way off in some realm of unbelievable. No, I'm not.
No, I know.
But it just never felt like I could belong anywhere. But you know, you have to trust your gut and your heart. And I think it took me a long time to learn in life, and I think that's what I've learned the most in this group here.
Very good. Well, that's awesome. And my last question for you guys is this one. Will Christian Crossings be performing when you guys reopen?
Ooh.
Because I don't see why you shouldn't.
I don't see why we shouldn't either.
Do you need me to step in? I have a beautiful voice, as Bill knows. I think for the grand reopening, you guys should perform at it. I don't know. That's just me. I've heard the CD because Brett played it for me, and it was great. So, I don't know. Just put
honestly,
the
we haven't sang and performed for a few years now.
Okay.
We've performed like a song or here and there.
Yeah.
But we've not gone through any music for years.
Actually, we should do one right now.
There's a desire. Don't get us wrong. There's a desire.
I got the desire.
To sing.
If I could sing, I love to sing karaoke, as some people know, not the best voice. So
I don't know, guys, should we make a commitment on camera? Should we play?
I would love to hear this.
Should we play
it? I think
this is what you call hard evidence.
Yeah.
This is what you call hard evidence.
I think we could muster together at least 20 minutes of Crossings at the opening.
In our sleep. In our
Can we
sleep.
Do that?
Let's do all new material.
Well, that might not.
See, this is what happens.
Apparently.
This is what happens.
This is the challenging part we're talking about.
Well,
we will sing.
If we haven't done it for 3 years, it is considered new material again, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Join us on Wednesday, June 11th. Christian Crossings will sing live at that event.
Nice.
Yay. Awesome. Made a commitment to it. Yes. All right.
God willing, it'll grow from there, because singing is what is the central part of who we are, and what the Crossing Center was, again, sharing the word of God through music.
Yes.
Our original mission was enlivening the spirit through music, and it's still there, and we still do it, but other bands happen to do it more than we do.
Listen, I can honestly say, I love these guys.
But I love these guys. When you come and visit us, again, our project started in December. It will be done by June 11th. It's over a $2 million project that completely transformed the Crossing Center.
Folks,
you're gonna blow your mind when you come out and see what's done. And again, call it a testament to what God can do.
Spread the word. All things
are possible with God, and we are proof of it in Lewiston. Come eat our famous pizza, drink some ice-cold draft beers, our own Crossing Center wine.
Some Harmony Spirits.
Some Harmony Spirits.
Yeah. We got mixed drinks. We got, you name it, we got great music. And it's going to be a heck of a celebration.
Spread the word.
What time does it start on that June 11th?
5 p.m. 5 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday starting June 11th.
Say, one thing we didn't talk about was the all-class reunion, which I think it's going to take off, because a lot of people that have graduated from school don't get together anymore, and that's an event that we pursue. Do you know what is August something?
Yeah, I'm just gonna look up the date.
I graduated from Rushford, and for the first time I invited people to Lewiston to see if anyone would show up, and we had a great response, I thought, for the first time that I've even tried that. And it was so good seeing some of my classmates. I enjoyed it so much. I asked if they wanted to do it again this year. So,
We call it the all-school, all-area reunion, all ages.
Really?
And reunion for the ages. So I love it, because we had Rushford Peterson, Lewis and Altura. We had St. Charles.
Yep.
And it's Saturday, August 16th.
All right.
And this is a special day, too, that we are going to officially dedicate our project to the Wanick family. So the Crossing Center Barn will be officially known as the Wanick Family Event and History Center.
Awesome.
At the Crossing Center.
Nice.
So we will dedicate that officially on that day. And I know Ron and Joyce will be there for sure, and hopefully some other members of their family. But we're proud of our 1959 alumnus who grew the largest furniture company in the world.
That's
how crazy is that? Came from Lewiston High School. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I bought furniture from there. I know darn well. And so, they have the Ashley.
I think we all have.
And let me plug Lewiston Heartland Days, which is also in the last week in June. That's kind of our second big deal. It's June 25th through the 29th. We've got some great bands lined up for that Wednesday. The Chubbs, if you're familiar with the Chubbs.
I'm not sure
I am.
Fun
band out of.
They're great.
Yeah,
classic rock.
Yeah. They're all kinds of stuff. They're a lot of fun. And then we've got Unhinged. That'll be there on Saturday. So Friday is a family night at Heartland Days on June 27th. And then Saturdays all day with vendors, kids activities, Unhinged band at night. And then Sunday we have a big Lions pancake breakfast, bingo, and other good fun stuff.
All at the Crossing Center.
All at the Crossing Center.
What's the address for that place?
170 South Fremont Street
in Lewiston, Minnesota.
Lewiston, Minnesota.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming in. Is there anything else you want to add to this podcast that maybe I skipped over or I missed? I went through all of our notes, but
just like we invite everyone to the Crossing Center and come and be ready to be filled with joy.
Let's sing.
You guys want to sing?
Ooh. What are we going to sing?
Oh, yes.
Well, what do we do? What do we normally do in this setting?
I can only imagine.
No, we need backup for that one.
All right.
It's got to be an acapella one.
Crossing Center was built by grace. How about Amazing Grace?
There we go.
Right on.
Yes.
Do we remember the words right off the top of our head?
You pull it up.
Amazing Grace.
If we just do one verse, I think that'll be good.
That'll be sufficient.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here we go.
You gotta pick a pitch.
No.
You don't want to go that high?
No.
Amazing Grace, how
sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
Yes, that was awesome. You're the first people to sing on the podcast that I can recall.
Woo!
Yeah, that was so. That's what awesome. You can expect on June 11th because you guys have committed that we're going to sing a few minutes of tunage.
There we go.
And I just add, may God bless your podcast, and may He glorify Himself through the guests that are on here and the good things, the fun things, whatever.
And all you Crossing Center followers, follow Bruise and Cruise podcast.
Yes, amen. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
So I want to thank Joel. I want to thank Bill. I want to thank Brian for all coming in here today, having some fun, talking about the Crossing Center.
Boys.
But also, as the chef behind us says, please subscribe, like, share, and five-star this podcast because you never know who's coming on. There might be singers. There might be guests from sports. You never know who's coming on next week. But I want to thank you for tuning in to another week of Bruise and Cruise. We will see you next week for another episode.
Bye.
We'll see you.